Welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson, and our guest today is Lauren Wood with Lauren Wood Builders, and we are talking about the Parade of Homes, which is June 24th through the 26th. And let's talk about the hours. Friday, it was 12 to 2 for realtors, 2 to 6 for the public.
Oh, nice.
And then Saturday and Sunday, it will be 11 to 6.
Yep. So till 6 all 3 days.
Awesome.
From 2 on Friday, from 11.
Don't even go home after work.
That's right. No. Just come right out.
Go right to the Parade of Homes. Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely. There are a minimum of 12 houses. There could be a couple of late entries we were talking about. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The builders include Gentry Group, which has 6 homes. Wow. Yourself, which has 2 homes. We've already talked about in the earlier segment. And Habitat for Humanity has 3 homes. And I assume those are the 3 Builders Blitz homes.
One of which I have worked on.
So you actually have 3 homes in there.
That's right.
Okay. Nice.
I know. Represent.
And then Rubicon Custom Homes also has
1 to 2.
1 or 2. They're
that's
nice.
Right.
Not sure. How many they will have exactly. Put some pressure on them.
Always the finishing up stuff.
And people, we should say that people can buy tickets before going to the
pre-show.
At Curry Auto Center, at the Vacuum Center, and at Lauren Wood Builders, which is on the corner of 446 and 46.
That's right. The fancy old Mr. Luby, now Mr. LWB. And that's right next to Brewster's Ice Cream. We don't have any signage. We're the good-looking building with the limestone and new landscaping out front.
I didn't say it's got beautiful landscaping.
Thank you so much.
I was just by there earlier.
Yeah, we are classing up that corner big time.
Absolutely.
And come get ice cream and get your ticket.
There you go. And if you don't go to any of those places, you can actually go to any one of the homes, and there was a map in the paper, so look for that or go online, and I'm sure the map will also be on the Baske website at buildwithbaske.org, and you can see where any of the homes are. Go to any one of the homes. You don't have to start at number one.
Yes, you don't have to go in order.
And I know this because I used to run it, and people would always say, why did you put number one there?
Yeah, right. I don't.
Who is number one? Can I be number one this year?
I don't know who's number one. I have no idea. I am not that
Lauren,
involved
you're
anymore.
Always
so.
Number one.
That's right.
Thank you. So
that's
to
right.
the in $8 for adults, $4 for children. Do you already say that?
Nope.
And kids 3 and under are free, or kids that look 3 and under. Are free. just to be clear, 24th through the 26th, this is not this weekend, not next weekend. But when this is airing, what
yeah,
day is
we're
this
gonna
airing?
Take that out now.
Yeah, take this right out.
This is this weekend.
This is this weekend. Right now.
So we wanted to talk a little bit more about, you know, the houses are all over Bloomington, basically.
Right.
So look for those, like I said, in the paper. There was a map, or there is a map in the paper.
At least one, maybe a couple are of Gentry's are in their new neighborhood, which is out Ellisville Way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. I'm trying to think of the name of it now, and I can't even think of
it.
It's Deer Run. Yes, it is.
So that'd be a good opportunity to check out that neighborhood. You could check out other neighborhoods in Ellisville while you're in there.
Yeah. Oh, it's always a big weekend. Parade of Homes is always when other realtors find out that it's Parade of Homes weekend, there's all kinds of open houses.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because there are people out looking.
Yeah.
So, and I think one of the things that Parade of Homes offers that people just love is, you know, people may not necessarily be in the market today for a house, but they love getting new ideas. And I think when you were talking about the complete renovation you did in Spicewood, I think that's what people are looking for is like, well, could I do this? Would this fit in my house? What are the new ideas or what are the things that are up and coming, trends?
New design trends.
Yeah. And I think you, Lauren, do a great job with that anyways. As a matter of fact, my husband was asking me the other day, we're changing some things on our deck, and he said something about cables for staircases, that kind of thing, which he actually saw one at a local establishment. And he said, I wonder if that would be okay with code. And I said, it's in Lauren Wood's house. I think it'd be okay.
No comment. Jim Gershbauer, hope you're not listening to this.
Well, if he gets 30 stuff, you know, safe.
That's right.
I think it's aesthetically, it's really cool. Yeah. And, you know.
But you are right. You know, we've done the Parade of Homes almost every year, I think, for the last 6 years.
Yeah.
And every, it seems like almost every person that walks through is looking for ideas, mm-hmm. either for their new home, their new remodel, or their existing home. Mm-hmm. Just want to see what's on the market. So it's a neat opportunity to see what people are doing today, mm-hmm. talk with different builders, talk with some of the different subs,
and just different builders.
Get to know some folks. Yeah.
Yeah. You can really do some major, you know, I think finding a builder is one of those relationships that you really want to have a really good relationship.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Imperative. Well, this is a great opportunity. It's a no-pressure situation to go in and see who has the style that you kind of want. Because mm-hmm. we have really, really, for a community our size, I think we have top-notch.
Oh, we absolutely
top-notch
do.
Builders.
Mm-hmm. I think so too, Ryan.
Well, it just kind of irritates me sometimes when I see builders from outside our area, you know, coming in. And that happens, but it's a good thing in some ways. But I'm like, oh, so-and-so could have done that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a local builder.
Right.
That's not a good thing.
Yeah. And all of those builders and all of the builders that are in the parade, they are all builders that they're all custom builders. But
right.
that doesn't mean it's going to cost you more necessarily.
Oh, no.
Builders are really good, especially the builders, I think, in Baskey personally,
right.
are very good about tell me your budget. Let's right. talk about what fits into your budget.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'd say that all of us, too. I mean, we talk to each other. We hear mm-hmm. about each other's trials and tribulations. And, I think all of us start mm-hmm. with the same. How much do you want to spend? And then let's mm-hmm. talk about designing the house around that budget. On that note of not being more expensive, I had a meeting this morning with my insurance agent through German American Bank. Are we allowed to say this?
Sure.
I love those guys. They support the building community locally heavily, which is why I moved my banking there. You guys also should. So my insurance agent from down in Jasper, and he built a home with what do you call those people who just build a bunch of home plans?
Project,
1, 2, 3.
Or a production builder.
Production builder. Mm-hmm. Right? So production builder. Mm-hmm. And, I just, out of curiosity, I'm always interested in knowing what people spend on their homes. Mm-hmm. He showed me pictures. And mm-hmm. So it was about $150 a square foot.
Wow.
And,
that's pretty expensive for a production home to me.
It is. It is. And, you know, he was really happy about what he got.
Right.
But it drove home the point for me. You know, I was expecting him to say 100, 115,
yeah.
120.
Exactly. That's what you said.
It was
that.
Exactly 150. And I thought, hey, we could do that.
Right.
I could build you a custom home for mm-hmm. 150. Mm-hmm. Now, there's also cost of architects if you use one and other stuff. But I do think that's a really good point that I've heard people say over and over, wow, you're too expensive for me. How do you know that?
Exactly.
We tailor fit each project mm-hmm. to the budget. And if the budget doesn't match the project, we talk about it up mm-hmm. front. We don't want anyone to waste their time. So you've got a great, I think your point was that you've got an opportunity here to meet some of the custom builders in Bloomington and talk mm-hmm. to them and see if the relationship feels good. Because at the end of the day, all these folks are good people.
Right.
And I think
mm-hmm.
that
definitely.
It's just, you know, in picking a builder, it's a long-term relationship.
It is.
You should treat it as such and do your homework. So this is a good opportunity to start doing
end.
That. No,
exactly.
You do not. Or in the middle. Yes. God forbid.
Yes.
Yes.
My.
Well, and that's one of the things that I love about the Parade of Homes is that you see all these different types of houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people get nervous and they think, oh, well, that's a multi-million dollar house. Or that's,
right.
you know, that house cost $800,000. And yeah, they can build that. But that doesn't mean they can't build one that's $250,000
right.
either.
Yeah, I was talking with Don Weiler yesterday. He's working on my Habitat home with me, and he doesn't have a house in here just due to scheduling.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he was pointing out mm-hmm. that, yeah, build multi-million-dollar homes, but those are the outlier. I mean, most of the homes that we build are more economical,
right. mm-hmm.
you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 probably being the top end, you know, several $100,000 homes. And I think people don't see that.
Right.
No.
They just assume that what we're building are these really expensive homes, and that's
mm-hmm.
not the case.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love the materials that Laurent uses as well. He uses some really mm-hmm. interesting materials mm-hmm. and looks for some really cool things to have
right.
With his homeowners as well, and say, you know, well, we could use this type of material
mm-hmm.
or we could use that type of material rather than using a traditional laminated top or
right.
whatever.
And you'll definitely
creative.
Well,
he is, he's creative.
And you know, to be fair, the architects with
mm-hmm.
whom I work are creative, and we embrace
mm-hmm.
that creativity.
Absolutely.
But the house on Davelin Lane in Edgewood Hills has some really neat use of materials
mm-hmm.
With some metal, you know, standing seam roofing
mm-hmm.
as some siding elements on the home and
mm-hmm.
A lot of glass and steel. We've been doing a lot of steel. Raw steel is like of the moment right now.
It's
I've
a
been
cool
doing
thing
a lot of,
right now.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we are out of time, so thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I do enjoy being on your guys' show here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website or the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page. Mm-hmm.